Okay.
This is Brad Holton. I'll call the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek, and I've opened the meeting as the County Board of Commissioners, but I'm going to close that and let's open this as the Canyon County Ambulance District Board. So I'll call to order, and so I've done the, by essence, the roll call. And so approval of the board meeting agenda notice postings, have they been filed?
Yes.
All right, perfect.
Chairman, I move we accept that.
All right.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. All right, is there any need to amend the agenda today? There is not. All right, so let's move on into agenda action item four, and these are business items. So discuss and approve the agreement to provide on-site standby emergency medical services for the College of Idaho's 2024 to 2025 football season.
Yeah, so Mr. Chair and Commissioners, the CFI football games are one of the few standbys that we do. We just don't have the bandwidth to do like the rodeos and a lot of other stuff. But the CFI is one we've done for years. In the past, I've always just signed it. And when Leanne and I were talking, we just realized, like, these are the kind of things actually the board, in my mind, well, the board should just be signing this stuff. And it just depends on what board in the past has said, like, no, you can just sign this or whatever. But when we're looking at stuff like this, it just seems like this is something that the board should be signing as the executive board. Because, I mean, there's liability, there's insurance, there's all those factors. So I can't remember if this is the fourth or fifth year we've done it. And one PR, and we always get crews that want to go do it because they get to sit and watch a football game just right there on the field.
So, take me.
So, yes, it's something we do every year.
Okay.
Chairman.
Yes.
I have a question. I thought maybe it was a stump the Commissioner Day, but on number four, I'm a word nerd. Is that correct, or should that be indemnification?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Good catch.
Yeah.
That's that fancy word it should be.
Okay. Well, there you go. I had to look it up and think, if I'm missing in a word, I want to know. I've got my vocabulary daily word going, but this one I haven't seen.
Well, I'm sure it's been that way for as many years as this country.
But this is the first year the board has signed it that I remember. Yeah. Okay.
We would have brought it originally to the board when we first started doing these. Just let them know we're doing it. And that board at the time probably just said, you know, the
sure.
Sign up, but we've tried to get out over the years, and
perfect.
It just makes sense for the board. So.
Yeah.
So we'll just need a motion to authorize the chairman's signature, is the way it looks like to me.
Chairman, I move that we authorize you to sign the agreement to provide on-site standby medical emergency service for the College of Idaho as presented today by the chief.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. All right, get this signed. And then the next item will be discuss and approve the public hearing notice for the 24 to 25 fiscal year tentative budget.
Okay, so Mr. Chair, Commissioners, and welcome Commissioner Matt Beek. You were absent the other two, so that's why I'd reached out to you just to make sure if you had any questions. So, but I'm going to go over a couple things anyway, and please feel free to ask since you weren't able to be here.
And I greatly appreciate that. And what I know is that you are historically very conservative and very on point with your presentation of numbers, always very professionally done. So I had confidence in my team and your ability to present a very sound budget.
Well, thank you. We do have a couple changes from the last one when we came before the board. So the first one is line 11, the cash carryover. We realized we didn't separate that out when we came before the board the last time under fiscal 2025. We had a zero, and that actually should have been this 333,120. And what that number is made up of is foregone and some insurance money. Took foregone last year, and actually the previous fiscal year, we were going to do a remodel of Medic 5-1 down by West Valley, the station that the board went through.
Mm-hmm.
And so we took that money and on the L2 said what we were going to use it for. got some bids back, and those were coming back well over $200,000. And we realized there's no way we could do that. And so we decided to hold off, see where the levy landed. And if we would have gotten the levy, we could have used this money still at 5-1 to start a project and finish it with the levy. And two, we decided to wait because if we're moving into using the facilities from the Canyon County, we could have the facilities director help guide that too. So we wanted to make sure and separate out that foregone money was not spent on salaries or fuel or anything else. It's just being carried forward. It will still be used on Medic 5-1 station, but now we've got to decide what can we do, and that's where it'll be really helpful to have Director Britton go down to that station and say, this is our budget, what can we do with this? And forward thinking of, okay, if we do this, will it tie into when we had money to add on to it? But so there's $124,000 of that in that 333 that is foregone. $208,000 is that ambulance that ended up getting wrecked, and we got the insurance money for that. And since that ambulance won't come till like December or later, we're showing that we're carrying that insurance money forward as cash carryover to pay for that ambulance. So we had just forgot to do that before, as that needs to be separated out so we show that we're carrying that forward.
Okay.
And not just putting it in the budget somewhere else. The other one that we had not done is line 21, ARPA. If you remember, we just hadn't separated that out because we weren't sure how much we were going to end up spending in fiscal 24. And so we've kind of landed on, it looks like we're only going to end up using about $163,000 in this year because of all those ambulances, everything actually coming in 2025. So that's how we've now broke it out, that $2.4 million in fiscal 2025 that we do.
Okay.
Before, we had left that as a zero because we just didn't know.
Sure.
And then the next one would be the compensation. So we had talked about, you know, what was the county going to do as far as, you know, working on compensation. What we are proposing to do is we landed on a 2% COLA. When we looked at what would it take to balance our budget, could we fit in a 2% COLA with, you know, not filling those four positions that we're choosing to not fill? To try to help keep the staff that we do have, because if we don't do anything, the consequences are going to be dire. So that's what we did. I don't know, you know, where the county's going to land, but that's what we can do within our budget. It does fit in there to be able to do that. And so that's what we landed on for the COLA to do. That's what we're budgeting for in order to balance our budget. So any questions about that?
No, that's ballpark what you were indicating that you would do, so that's no surprise. We just now have it in written in it.
It's actually in there now. So, and that's what we did. So,
Mr. Chair,
yes,
is there any compensation to be added for merit?
I forget the word merit. So we did the 2% COLA, and then we've had the same compensation plan for 9 years now, and it's that step. It's that 25-year plan, and so we did the 2%, and then anyone that would qualify for that yearly, we put that in there. Most of the promoted positions have maxed out, so they would only get a COLA. Our compensation plan is, I think, what the county had quite a few years ago. I went to the HR department before, it was probably clear back in December, before the levy, to just try to figure out, you know, Bosco, like, what can we do with our comp plan? Because it's not probably the best way to do compensation, the 25-year. And so he worked with me for a while and then had to take on some county stuff. The way ours currently is, you get your biggest raises within your first 5 years. So we have quite a few people that are in that 3, 4, and 5-year mark. And so if they only get a COLA and they miss that year, they're like, wow, I'm going from year 4 to year 5 and I only get the COLA, that's a pretty big hit in my mind for the staff that we're trying to keep, those people that are in that 4 to 5 year where they're really getting trained up and like, wow, now you've hit your stride as a paramedic. And so that's why we would like to stay with that yearly step too. Our promoted positions, they only step for 5 years. So like, say if you promote to a battalion chief, you only get a yearly step for 5 years. After that, it's only COLA. And a majority of our promoted positions have hit that 5-year mark. So those higher-end people are only going to get a COLA anyway, just the way it works out this year. So in my mind, what I would like to do is a 2% COLA, that's TAP, work with HR for 2026, and I would like to redo our whole compensation plan. And then just like with the county departments, to implement the performance evaluations on top of that, because we've never had them. We tried them once, and it's very difficult with us because you don't have the same supervisor all the time because our shifts change. And so I would like to do both of that, have the director help us with the comp plan. And Bosco started, and it kind of made sense. He had seen this old plan, so I think it was something he'd seen at the county when he was looking through stuff. But it does need updated. So does that answer your... Yeah. It's one you've probably seen, Craig.
Unfortunately, Mr. Chair, that's one I helped create.
Oh.
Back in 2016.
Oh, gotcha.
It's major revamps.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
And we took it on. I don't know how... Well, I do know when Michelle Britton came over, we probably started that because that would have been about that year. That's right. But we've had it for 9 years, and, you know, people are used to that. It's a 25-year plan. It just is not, there's a better way to do comp. And we'll probably end up following. When Bosco started working on it, he was looking at what the sheriff's department does, and but we just didn't finish it.
Yeah, Chairman. And we're looking forward to the expertise that the new human resources director, she's got compensation experience, as does our chief operating officer. And so with that, we're moving away from that heavy load on the first 5 years, because it's a rapid drain on cash, and then people get all of that up front. And it is hard on the back end when you're tenured not to get increases, as you've indicated. So I think that's a really good plan. I appreciate you looking at that, because we're looking at it too. So
exactly. And I don't know, if we were in a different position as the ambulance district, I might not push so hard for that, but it's going to be a rough year. As I've explained to you at the board before, with the levy not passing and the call volumes and stuff, it's going to be really rough. And so if we could have some consistency with what the staff is used to, I think it would go a long ways morale-wise. It does help the field staff more than the promoted positions, as a general rule. I think it would be a good, I think it would be a better way to do it than just to do a flat COLA. But you're right, that shouldn't be weighted heavily the first five. That's just, I don't know.
I agree.
There's a red way.
Yep.
So that was that, and I think that was probably the big changes from last time. We hadn't done the A budget changes, and we hadn't done the cash carryover or the ARPA separated out. So I think that's
it.
I think that's the big one. So.
And you guys are prepared to get ready for advertisement then?
Yep. Yeah, we'll probably advertise about the same time.
Yeah.
I think the county, it looks like time-wise. Yeah. Yep. And then present.
So I'm good with what's proposed. Is there a discussion or contemplation of a motion?
Chairman?
Yes.
I appreciate the attention to detail and the highlight on what's changed. And again, the chief tries to a fault, really. I mean, he's tried to mirror the county's compensation plan, which is limited in some regards his ability to levy for what's needed to run services that everybody knows are critical. And so I appreciate this. I will support this budget.
Mr. Brooks, do you have a comment?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the public hearing notice for the 2024-2025 fiscal year tentative budget.
I will second.
Okay. Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. All right. You're off to the races.
Chairman, can I ask another question?
Yes.
On your expenditure for the ambulance out of ARPA, you don't anticipate a problem in spending that before the expiration date on those funds, right?
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, no, we don't. Our battalion chief that handles fleet, Mark Tompkins, he was here that time when we presented that. He's actually going to Braun next week with one of the county, I can't remember the guy that does the upfitting, for Director Tolman. They're going up to Braun Northwest next week.
Okay.
Some of the schematics for the wiring stuff is still on track to get at least six of them in December.
Okay.
So, you know, and we just need to expend it, what, by the end of the next calendar. But we will easily be able to have everything earmarked, but we should even have them expensed by the end of the year. So really looking forward to getting those vehicles.
Yeah.
Man, it's all long overdue.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's, I will have to say, too, it's been really good to, I know we're not fully, we've worked with Director Tolman for years, just as a, but this expedition that we got was the first time they've upfitted, but it's been really nice to work with him. And our fleet battalion chief had just reached out to Director Tolman this week to just say, hey, by the way, I'm going up next week. We didn't think about it, but would your guy be interested in going with us and be able to have some input on how they're wired? So when Tolman gets it in his shop, his guy has seen it before it's been put together.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
This way. So we're thinking like, holy cow, this was just great timing, and it worked out, and he's going to send him. And this is just great timing to have half your fleet going to change over, and the county's going to know and have some say in how some of it's done.
Yeah. Excellent idea.
It's
good for you.
Worked out.
Yeah.
It just happened today.
Well, and that, I think there's been maybe proposals of that before, but again, a timing issue on coming together. And I mean, it's obvious for us, but I was on the freeway for a Boise meeting today, and Canyon County Ambulance District does inter-county transport, so there was somebody really hauling down the freeway from Canyon County, and so those are life-saving things when probably that was an ALS wagon going down there, and so to have continued support for the ambulance district and what you do, that's the message we're going to continue to help you push, so.
No, I agree. It's going to be it's a good move forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else?
I think we're good.
Wow, that's great about the that wiring. That's just that's such a time saver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to have the county shop have some input when half the fleet is turning on. That just never happens that way.
And they are, they're unique in most locations because they get to do so many of them. They're so efficient at what they're doing.
They're well known, yes.
Yeah. All right. Is there any other business that we need to deal with today? All right. There's no need for executive session, so if that's it, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. You stand adjourned. Thank you.